through so many changes. What's the news for today? Somebody's hurt, somebody's aching. Somebody's trying to find a way. Heavy heart can break your will. A troubled soul leaves time standing still. So if you're hurting, please don't hide.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, just letting us feel your spirit as soon as we walk through those doors, dear Lord, and we just want to lift you up and honor you, Lord. We know that you're ministering to us now, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we know that your spirit is strong, and Lord, your love is great. And dear Lord, we love you this morning. Dear Lord, there's that spirit that we feel, and Lord, we just want to lift it up to you and honor you. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house. Dear Lord, we thank you for allowing us to feel your holy presence. And dear Lord, that know, Lord, without a shadow of a doubt, that you are our God. That Jesus, you're our Lord and Savior. Lord, as we come to you this morning, dear Lord, in this service, dear Lord, we release it to you. Lord, for each and every one of us gathered together this morning, dear Lord, in anticipation of a mighty move from you, in anticipation of the word that you have for us today, dear Lord. An anticipation, dear Lord, of the healing, the renewing, dear Lord, those releasing of chains, dear Lord, that the situations, dear Lord, that we can't fix ourselves, but, dear Lord, it's time we give them to you. And, dear Lord, we release it to you right now. Lord, we ask you now, just fill this house, fill these halls, Lord, with your holy presence. Dear Lord, not only here, but in our children's church. And, dear Lord, all the festivities coming up, all the excitement about Vacation Bible School, dear Lord, we just ask for your presence. To be amongst each and every leader, each and every one working from the kitchen all the way through, dear Lord, to the ministers that minister. And Lord, that everyone that comes through these doors will feel your holy presence. And dear Lord, we love you and we praise you. Lord, we honor you, dear Lord. I know there are those here right now seeking an answer. Lord, whether it be medically, and dear Lord, maybe financially, or maybe in a relationship, in our families. And dear Lord, we're releasing each and every one to you now. Lord, we know that you're greater than cancer, dear Lord. We know that you can comfort her in time of loss, dear Lord. We know that you're greater than anything that we could ever face. And Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give him another round of applause. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. While you're standing, or those that aren't, if you can, let's stand. Let's just turn it all over the Lord. As we said, there's a lot of excitement about Vacation Bible School, but for this time, let's turn it over to God. Just let Him minister to us. Let Him minister to those that are in need. And if you feel like you're on top of the world, now's a better time to praise the Lord and receive His Word. Praise God. While we're standing, turn to page 333. I hadn't told anybody what song yet. The Lord just gave it to me a minute ago. I'll Fly Away. Let's worship the Lord as we sing this morning.
Morning, when this life is over,
just love and praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
From the getting up to the going down, dear Lord, we just love and praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all look sound like y'all ready for church this morning. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, if you're not in Sunday school, you need to be, because if you're not already cranked up or prayed up when you walk through these doors, Lord's just going to hit you. He's going to say, come join us. And just get fired up for the Lord. Praise God, praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering. I want to remind everybody, there'll be more said today. Do you want to update us on everything going on tonight? This is on Vacation Bible School, as we've all been talking about. Go ahead.
Woo-woo, VBS tonight. Woo! We're so excited. We hope you guys can come tonight. It starts at 6. It's our kickoff. Bring everybody. Pick up a bunch of kids, bring them. Anybody that can stay in between service today, it's all hands on deck. We need everybody. We need lots of help, because we got to get this place, all this stuff moved, and make it into a farm. Yeah. So you guys come at 6. See you there.
Amen. Amen. Such an excitement. Want to be in much prayer for everything going on with Vacation Bible School and also the other ministries that go forth from our service. Also, Overcomers Outreach, want to be in much prayer for them and just continue that. The Ida Bell, all the other ones. And there's so many wonderful ministries, the children's drama, everything. God is so great. God is so great. And Brother Eddie's got some things he's going to announce later. I see it here, and we'll go ahead and get started. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen.
Upon him, and by his wounds, by
our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, by his wounds, we are healed. We are healed by your sacrifice and the life that you gave. We are healed, for you paid the price. By your grace we are saved, we are saved. He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds, by his wounds, we are healed. We are healed by your sacrifice and the life that you gave. We are healed, for you paid the price. By your grace we are saved, we are saved. He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds, by his wounds, we are healed. By his wounds, by his wounds. But the blood.
promised land. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the storm that the hills rejected. Go to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. Let the earth all around me sing and say, oh, God's a solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
Where do I go when there's no one else to turn to? Who do I talk to when no one wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock, I know the stable. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the storm that the waters rejected. Go to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me sink and stand on Christ, the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. Go to the storm that the hills rejected. Go to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me sink and stand on Christ, the solid rock I stand. When I need shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. When I need shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Yes, hallelujah. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the storm that the waters rejected. Go to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me sink and stand on Christ, the solid rock I stand. When I need shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the storm that the waters rejected. Go to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me sink and stand on Christ, the solid rock I stand. When I need shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. When I need what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. 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 Satan is under my feet. Oh, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me a just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. Each day is just the same.
walk by faith, but you gave me a promise that you would never leave. You will lead and guide me, Lord, I do believe.
Lead me, Lord, I will follow.
Thank you. and give Him praise. Great glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your victory. Thank you for your deliverance, Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory to God.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Praise your holy name. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, how many believe God's doing a work? I said, God's doing a work. Hallelujah. I don't want anybody to leave here with any burdens, any affliction or any sickness or any doubts or any fear. Jesus is on the main line. I said, God is here. Man. You know, sometimes we're on the mountain with God and sometimes we're in the valley. But you know what? He's always there with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue to pray. Continue to worship the Lord. Amen. You'll just reach your hands toward the altar right now for God to descend His delivering power. I've been on the mountain with Jesus, and I've been in the valley so low. Just let me walk with you, Jesus. Well, don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never. Church, I've been on the mountain with Jesus. Just like many of you, I've been in the valley so long. But you know what? I found out that He will never leave or forsake us. Wherever we go, He's never failed me. He's never lied to me. He's never left me in my time of distress or even in my time of joy. He's always there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Aren't you thankful? I've been on that mountain with Jesus, and I found Him in the valley so low. Sing it with me. So let me walk with you, Jesus. Please don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without you, I'm not afraid.
great, but she knew she had to reach him. This was her
you believe that, give the Lord praise. Come on, lift him up. My, my, my. What a mighty God that we serve. He can see to every need, and he can heal every burden. He can touch every affliction and every sickness. What a mighty, mighty God that we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is precious, isn't he? He's just so precious. Just continue to keep your mind on the Lord. Jesus is precious. He's precious to me.
When I feel disheartened, forsaken, forgotten, Jesus is precious to me.
Jesus with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your body. Give him a big, big, big hand clap of praise. He's worthy of all the praise. Amen. Just look what the Lord has done. I said, just look around you what the Lord has done this morning. Amen. Praise God. He is so gracious and so good. And you know what? He knows what we're going through. And he knows when we need a touch. Amen. And he is the one that can deliver us. He's the one that can pick us up when we're down and out. He's the one that can heal our body. Certainly, he is our salvation. Amen. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and tell him how much you love him. Really mean it now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there's not a thing in the world I can add to this service. In fact, this Holy Spirit just took over this morning, man, and I'm thankful that the Lord did. But if I could ask you just to be seated for just a few moments, I promise I will not be lengthy. This morning, in fact, this week, the Lord had laid a thought on my heart, on my mind, and on my soul I could not get from. It's time to find Jesus. You know, many times when we hear that message, we think, well, he's preached that the eastern skies are about to split and the Lord's coming back. It could happen. He's preaching that maybe we're in the limelight or the end of a life and death is knocking at the door, and that could happen as well. Let me tell you, the graveyards are full of folks that are never reached the age of 65. But the Lord dealt with me. We need Jesus to live in the turbulent times that we are facing. Nothing else is going to see us through this. You might say, Brother Eddie, you're trying to scare. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to warn us. We're seeing things taken away from us that we thought would never be, we would always have that. We're seeing food shortage. We're seeing all of those things that are transpiring right before our very eyes. And let me tell you something. You're not going to be able to trust in anything else or anybody else except Jesus when that time comes. So if you don't know Jesus, if you're not ready, and never mind the fact that the rapture is coming. I believe the rapture is coming. Never mind the fact that you're going to die. We're all going to die, according to the Bible, unless we're caught away. But we need Jesus to live in this time that we're living in right now. Amen. And if you're here today and you don't know Jesus, please, please find Jesus. Amen. You know, maybe it's time that we preachers got together and quit trying to make people feel good and maybe feel a little better about coming to church or singing and praising the Lord and start soul searching and make sure that everybody's ready to meet the Lord when He comes or when He calls. Going to leave you on a light note. 57 years ago, on this date, First Pentecostal Church in Villa Rica was founded and started 57 years ago. On 7/10/1965, my precious granddaddy came down, felt the Lord leading him to start a work, and there was some brush-over meetings. There were some meetings in my great-granddaddy's yard, and finally we had an opportunity to get the little building that's back down there, and the rest, they say, is history. And somehow, I don't know, maybe he's able to look down from heaven, and if not, then he's in a better place than we are. But if he could see the things that have happened, he always wanted the adjacent land. That was a reality. He always wanted to see the building paid off. That's a reality. Not only the building paid off, but the land and the building out there. But God has just been so great and so mighty to us. Amen. So as we prepare to leave, if you would allow this old pastor, and I can officially say that now, this old pastor, to sing a song to my granddaddy. I'm going to sing his favorite song, and his favorite song was Poor Rich Man. He liked two kind of songs, fast old good ones and good old fast ones. And I can't tell you how many times I was frustrated when he said, come on, Brother Eddie, sing that song, Poor Rich Man. And I think, just sung it last service we had, you know. But if I had him here today, I'd pull him up here and say, okay, Papa, we're going to sing that song. Let's do it in the key of G, I guess.
Well, I'm a poor, poor rich man. Yes, I'm a poor rich man. Oh, you see, it really happened to me. Now I'm a millionaire. Well, I know that I am poor, but I've got a lot more than many rich people I know. I've got a home in the sky. He came by. I'm a poor rich man. You can usually tell a man by the clothes he wears or the car he's riding in. And you can usually tell if he's doing very well by the house he's living in. Oh, but I'm here to say it don't work that way. Everybody that I know, 'cause I just got acquainted with some poor rich folk a little while ago. Are you rich? Well, I'm a poor, poor rich man. Yes, I'm a poor rich man. Oh, you see, really happened to me. Now I'm a millionaire. But I've got a lot more than many rich folk that I know. I've got a home in the sky, but he didn't buy it. Well, I'm a poor, poor rich man. Now, when a man is rich with this world's goods, he's usually got lots of friends. Why one wants to try to live so high when he knows it's a sin. Well, even if I could, I don't believe that I would want the riches of this old world. 'Cause when it's time to go, I'll be glad to know that I'm a poor. Tell your neighbor right there, well, I'm a poor, poor rich man. Yes, I'm a poor, poor rich man. Oh, you see, it really happened to me. Now I'm a millionaire. I know that I am poor, but I've got a lot more than many rich folk that I know. I've got a hole in the sky, money can't buy. I'm a poor rich man. I've got a home in the sky that money can't buy. I'm a poor rich man. Oh, praise God. I love you, Jesus. And I love you, Papa. Amen. The one that preached me the word, the one that baptized me, the one that was praying with me when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We're going to meet again one of the day. God bless you, folks. We love you so much. Brother Jim, come. Dismiss us with a word of prayer. Don't forget, tonight will be the kickoff for Vacation Bible School. And you know what? That doesn't just mean just for kids. You'll come and have a blast. You're going to have a hayride pulled by a tractor. Man, fun and games. And it's just going to be a glorious thing. And you pray for Vacation Bibles, because we found out in the past, sometimes we get neighbors' kids. Sometimes those neighbors' kids get introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ. And some of them have even gone on to be saved in Vacation Bible School. And if we get one person, one little soul saved during Vacation Bible School, it's worth all the effort. Amen. God bless.
Oh, how great God is, right? Amen. He knows what we need. Praise God. You know, we don't have to worry about the price going up on Lord's love and His powerful abundance that He supplies each and every one of us, because it's already been paid by Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. As we get ready to dismiss, I want to make sure all hearts and minds are clear. I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling good right now. I felt good when I walked in. I just knew the Lord was here. I think, how many of y'all came with anticipation? That's the way we enter in the house of the Lord, right? Amen. Amen. Well, we do have a quick announcement. We need to meet with the board right after service this morning. If you'd meet up in Brother Eddie's office, we'll take just a minute. And we'll just have that done real quick. Everybody else, come back tonight. Let's support our Vacation Bible School and all those involved. If you've got kids or grandkids. I thought I had another announcement. Oh. Praise God. And He is blessing our church abundantly. Yes. And may we always continue to give and multiply what God has given us. Amen. I see a hand back there. You just... Oh, I'm sure he is. We miss him. And you know, for those of y'all that don't know the journey that Brother Terry and Miss Connie have been on, talk about a walking testimony. And we thank the Lord for everything he's gone, that he's done for Brother Terry and his family. And we're continuing to pray that he gets good news tomorrow and we can have him back worshiping with us. We know he's always watching online. And for anyone online that has a prayer request or felt like you missed it, come join us if you can. If you're watching this at a later date, be in much prayer for our church. But if you have a prayer need, please put it in the comments section. So the board will meet right after this. Everyone else, have a wonderful afternoon. Just love y'all each. We hadn't told you, we love you. And we sure do appreciate your prayers. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, we're not stopping, dear Lord. We're just taking an intermission. Lord, your life is strong. Your life for us, your love for us is so powerful. Dear Lord, our life is nothing without you. Lord, again, we just give every and every situation that's going forth into your mighty hands. We thank you for the healings this morning. We thank you for blessing. We thank you for your anointing. Lord, as we prepare to depart, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord, and we just worship and praise you. In the most precious name of all, we pray to you, and that's the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon.